sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 240.
Yes. Don't we love episoding?
We love episoding. Actually, what I like most is broadcasting.
Yeah.
From the living room.
Yes.
No, we're not in our living room, silly gooses. We're in our recording studio. You know, our professional one.
Yes.
Which houses our dogs.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, how's everybody's week been?
Mine's been fabulous.
Yeah. Mine's been pretty good, too. I was on vacation, started on Thursday, and I don't have to go back until Tuesday, which is awesome.
So, what are you doing tomorrow?
Nothing. I'm having lunch with Gigi.
Lazy bitch.
That's about it. Mm. And I'm trying to get all my cleaning done today, so I don't have anything to do tomorrow. So, I actually vacuumed the hardwood floors in the living room. Julian was like, impressed.
Ish.
Wow.
They're not quite up to Jones standards, but it's a start.
Well, you said it was okay, that they would pass.
Yeah, it passed. Yeah, but while you were taking your little nap, I got a little Jonish out in the yard and pulled up some...
Oh, Lord. I'll go out there to be bald again.
Well, it's part of the sod I got from Chris and Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it's so thatched all to hell that the new stuff doesn't want to grow on top of it because it's got so many dead runners underneath it before you actually get to dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's...
We might have to explain to people, the grass in Florida is a lot different than the grass up north. Because here... Is that St. Pete or St. Augustine grass?
Yes.
The grass here kind of grows like a vine. So it like puts these shoots out and then it grows grass from it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in Virginia, like when I first moved here, I was like, God damn, the grass looks funny here. Because in Virginia, it's just, I don't know what to call it. It's just grass. I mean, it doesn't even grow like that stuff. It actually grows like individually each from the ground.
Right. Okay.
So some people might not even know there's a difference in the grass here. And which most of the people use St. Augustine grass, which is like the vine kind.
Yeah, in Florida.
Is there any other kind that they use here?
No, oh, yeah, absolutely. Bahia's very popular. Although it doesn't get as plush as St. Augustine, but it's a very popular grass.
We just call ours blade grass. That's what we call it.
Blade grass.
Yeah. I don't know what else to call it.
Blade grass, y'all.
No one really plants grass in Virginia because it dies every year. So, I mean, literally, it turns brown and dies. And you have a brown yard.
Nice.
In Florida, that doesn't happen.
No, because it doesn't, get cold enough.
It's very rare to see brown grass. And if you do, people are probably spray painting it green or some shit like that.
Yeah, they're doing that shit with all the foreclosures.
They're spray painting the yards?
There is a service now that the banks are using that he'll come and spray paint the dead grass green to help them sell the foreclosures.
I don't know if that's ghetto or smart.
Can it be both?
I guess, but...
There are ghetto things that can be smart, I suppose.
I need to know what that might be.
That sounded a little lacist, wasn't it?
Real lacist. Let's see. What else we got going on?
I went to a fabulous party Friday night.
Oh, the cornucopia party.
The cornucopia of fall fun party. Thrown by our friends Rex and Will. Had some of the premier gay people of Lakeland there.
Did you whore out the show?
Myself included.
Of course.
A little bit. Actually, when I just talked to Nick on the phone, I whored it out. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I do my best to promote.
I try to promote, but then I try forget if I'm promoting to someone that I've talked about on the show before. So I'm like,
Yeah.
But I don't talk about a lot of people anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And if I do, I don't say their name, so nobody knows who they are. Except for the guilty person.
So, yeah, me and Chris overindulged at the party, and...
Yeah, you were overserved?
Well, it was self-service.
Yeah. You overserved yourself.
Yes, I overserved myself. And then we were both very horny when we got back home, so we...
Yeah, you guys got home as Drew and I were leaving because we needed to take Gigi's truck.
Thank God, because we were loud. Loud. Chris thought that Drew was still here, and he's like, I think Drew's still here. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't care.
Just shut up and keep going.
Wow.
Yeah.
When we were going to... Okay, I don't know if people knew this, but Drew has been living with me for, what, 4 weeks? 5 weeks?
About
somewhere around there?
Five, I think, yeah.
He had, like, bad luck and was living with this person that he got off Craigslist, and then the guy ended up being too freaky and not using his air conditioner, which is a long story.
Creepy.
Even I have more about that. I don't even know if I should talk. Yeah, we're talking about it.
He was a closet drag queen.
Yeah, whose name is Lee, but in his persona, his name is Leah.
Leah, yes.
And Drew thought it was going to be okay until...
He started walking around in Speedos.
Yeah, and girl pants.
And said he liked to have, like, orgies in his hot tub.
Yeah, and he was, like, wearing hot pants and stuff like that. And Drew was like...
And I saw a picture of this guy. He was not cute.
Let's just say that he's so leathery that if he did jump in a pool, he would suck up all the water out of that shit. That's how leathery he is. So Drew thought it would be a good idea, but then he got really upset because the guy wasn't using his air conditioner.
If you don't use your AC in Florida, you're going to fucking die.
Or you're old.
Like 1,000 degrees.
Right. So, Drew moved in with me so that he could find a place, and he finally found a place, and this weekend,
we moved him into You forgot about the place that he got, but didn't get.
Oh, yeah, my friend Drew, who most of you know has been on the show before, he kind of looks like Harry Potter. So, he was supposed to go roommate with him, but then Drew's mom was like, oh, no, I decided to get a divorce, can't rent the room out anymore. So,
yeah, because she's moving in.
Right. So... Which we were set on that. That's what we were planning on him doing.
Right, right.
But it didn't happen. So, whatever. He's got a place now. And I have my room back.
He all moved out this weekend.
Yeah. So.
There's a little more sanity in the house.
Yeah, the last few things.
Is Buster still here?
Buster's still here.
Why is Buster still here?
He's leaving tonight.
Okay. I mean, all his shit's over there. Why is his dog still here? Sweet as they both are, and I love them dearly, there's just too many people and animals in this house.
It probably wasn't so much the people as the animals.
Yeah, Buster is a lovely little pug, but he aggravates each and every one of the other dogs and gets them all riled up and all pissed off.
Right.
And they all start fighting and playing and making a whole lot of fucking noise. Mm-hmm. And
he doesn't know when to stop.
No.
Which now Finbar... has been loving to play.
Well, that's going to come to a screeching halt when it's just my two dogs left and they ain't all about the playing.
Right. Aniko probably will play, but Finbar doesn't like Aniko.
For 5 minutes and he's done.
Oh, we're old men talking about our animals.
Okay.
Let's talk about the weather now.
I talked about booze. Oh, Will had some, it was grape vodka. I think it was Sky, but it was grape. That shit with cranberry was good.
Ooh, I bet it'd be good with cran grape.
It could be. I was about to just grab the regular vodka and was like, no, try some of this grape stuff. It's really good. I'm like, tried it. I'm like,
You're like, I'm really not into the new stuff.
I prefer my vodka just regular.
That's funny. So, did I mention on the last show about one of our listeners, Enrique, getting... someone from Guys with iPhones to hold up a sign that says,
"You did not.
I love foul monkeys."
You did not.
I showed you the pictures,
though,
right?
Yeah, you showed me. Okay. I think you forwarded me the picture, actually. But
it's awesome.
Yes. Yes, it is.
And the guy is hot. I think he looks hot. Mm-hmm. He has a lot of tattoos. He's a little more hairier than I would prefer.
Doesn't bother me a bit.
But he's hot. He's cute, so I'll probably be posting those pictures over on the website.
Speaking of the website.
And it says, I love foul monkeys. Thank you, Enrique. We appreciate it.
Speaking of the website.
Oh, yes. Actually, we have two things in news. The first one is Nicole's not coming back. Yeah. She retired.
She's gone.
So she'll no longer be on the show. So if you'd like to call 206-984-3685 and give her a shout out or tell her you're going to miss her or whatever.
She won't hear it because she doesn't listen to the show. She's not on.
But we'll appreciate it. The second thing, we have a listener, Steve, in the UK.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's working on the website for us and we're giving him ideas. And sending in pictures and stuff of what we want to be on it. So pretty soon, hopefully, there's going to be a new website.
Yeah, how about website. Half the pictures I submitted were black and white and half were color.
Right, and then Steve goes, oh, I think I deleted what he said already. Oh, he goes, wow, Julian must be a bit older. His photos are in black and white. Mm-hmm. And then he goes, sorry, did I say black? Womp, womp. So we're working with him to get things started, and also sent an email out to Veritable Virgo because I think he's interested. So maybe we can get both of them working together to get like a kick-ass website.
Yes, it's a little plain Jane.
Somebody's phone's about to ring. We're getting a text message. If we were an Archer show, he'd disconnect us.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because he doesn't do that.
Oh.
He's like, take your phone away from the podcasting area. And I was like, oh, he must not have an iPhone.
Yeah. Because we can't be disconnected from our phones.
It's so ridiculous. I can't believe I forgot one.
I've had to learn after, you know, our trip to Savannah, and Chris insisted on taking pictures of me every 5 minutes when I was checking my phone,
mm-hmm.
because he thought I was checking my phone too much. And then posted 87 pictures of me on the phone. So I've had to make a conscious effort to not be on the phone quite as much. Because it's addictive. You know, because there's so many great apps for the iPhone. And
it's wonderful. It's the greatest thing ever invented.
And I have a feeling this new thing that Verizon and Google's coming out with is...
Oh. Whatever.
Yeah.
They think they're going to outdo the iPhone, but it might do things that the iPhone can't, like, it has a physical keyboard, but who really cares about that anymore?
I don't. You get so used to the keyboard that's on the screen that, mm-hmm. you know, you don't need it.
What else is it supposed to do? Oh, I think that's it. Extra.
The only thing that I've seen that is a plus, it has a removable and replaceable battery.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get the battery replaced on this, but have to take it to the Apple store and have them replace it.
Yeah, because they have to unsolder it and resolder it in.
They have to solder it in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's solder connections.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that means if they fuck up your phone by putting a battery in it, you'll get a new one.
I would guess so.
Hmm.
Yeah. 2 months after I sent in a warranty thing on the case mm-hmm. that I bought, 2 months later, they finally email me back and say, oh, it doesn't even say anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just an invoice showing where they're going to send one.
Oh, they're going to send you a new thing?
Mm-hmm. A new case.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Did you have to put in like a receipt number or anything like that?
I had to take a picture or scan the receipt
mm-hmm.
and then take a picture of the damage. And I did it all online, but they never responded with the, oh, we got your warranty.
It's just reprocessing.
No, nothing. Just not until they actually did it. They sent me an invoice saying one iPhone case shipped to this address.
Oh, so it's on its way to you?
I assume so, yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't say anything like, you know, this is...
It's just a picture of the invoice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
I mean, they have the worst customer service I've ever seen
in my life. And what company is that?
In Case.
Oh.
And I bought this thing at the Apple store.
We don't get paid by them, so let's not say their name. I shouldn't have said that.
Well, whatever.
So I'm detaching myself away from an Apple product that I've been, like, not wanting to budge with.
Is it killing you?
Yes. It's killing you. I'm, like, so nervous. Well, because it's going to be under the understanding that it's still mine, but he's borrowing it.
Right.
So if it gets damaged or messed up, I'm going to be pissed.
So is it like cutting off one of your own fingers?
Yes, it is. Like, actually, no, one of my nuts.
Yeah, what are you looking at down there?
That's where the computer is. I'm trying to see if it's still resetting or not.
Oh, because I was, like, scratching my balls at the same time.
Oh, no, I wasn't looking at that. Sorry. No. Can't say that I was.
I guess that was a little trashy, wasn't it?
That was... We don't want to talk about WT, people.
No,
I know. I don't want to go there. We've had enough of that this week. So we went to go see Saw 6, and it was... Well, I did. Julian didn't.
No, I was at the party that night.
Drew and I went to go see it, and it was awesome. Cool. So, can't wait till the new one comes out.
I can't remember the last one I saw. Honestly, the last one I saw was like when, I guess, the guy killed himself and supposedly the chick took over at the end or whatever.
That was like the second. The
no, that was at least.
First one or second.
That was at least like three or four.
Maybe it was the third one. Amanda?
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been the third one.
I haven't seen one since then.
Damn, shit.
Speaking of movies we have not seen.
Yes, we got... Let me go get... Go ahead. I'm going to go get the other thing.
We'll go get the other thing. And it was talk about that. It was found out by me this afternoon that Mr. Ricky, the master of all movie seeing, has never seen The Godfather. One of the classic movies of all time has never seen The Godfather. Cannot believe it. Cannot believe, of all the movies you've seen...
I've, like, heard about it, but I've never
that you
really...
have never seen The Godfather.
No, I've never seen it.
That is one of the movies that everybody should have seen.
I don't know why I've never seen it.
I don't either.
There's, like, three of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, one of the all-time best
classics.
Movies ever.
Yeah.
I don't know why I've never seen it. Yeah. I feel bad. I guess I'll have to watch it soon.
We got a package.
Yes.
Yesterday.
You know, very interesting.
Up here in Wasilla.
Up here in Wasilla, we get nothing.
No news magazines or newspapers.
No, we get news magazines. I read them all. But ones?
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That was like the computer.
It better not be the one recording us.
No. I'd be pissed. Okay, so we know that
Got a package yesterday.
Yeah, and Drew hadn't seen... What movie were we talking about that he had never seen?
Mommy Dearest. Yes.
So, you know, we need to educate him.
Because he's like, why do you call Julian Joan?
Right. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's his drag name.
So, we get this package in the mail, and it's from the Gay Education Institute.
In Texas.
Mm-hmm. And the person that sent it is Professor Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent us...
otherwise known as Joe from Dallas.
Yes, Joe from Dallas. Black Joe from Dallas. Just to let you know. He's black. And we love black people here at Foul Monkeys.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I was thinking in my head while you were saying that if there were any black people at the party Friday night.
Oh, it didn't look like it from the pictures.
I don't think there were.
Well, there's not a lot of black people around here, I don't think. Well, there is. We just don't talk about them.
Well, there's not a lot of gay black people around here.
No, there's a lot of gay white trash, though. All right, so here we go. Joe sent us five subjects that Drew will be learning about.
Mm-hmm.
We have the art of the girl fight.
The art of the girl fight.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise known as...
Obsessed. Southern women.
Otherwise known as...
Steel Magnolias. Classic Joan and Abuse. Also known as Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Of course.
Dealing with the Family.
Also known as
The Birdcage. And this one I'd never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Dating.
Otherwise known as
Torch Song Trilogy.
That's a classic gay movie. I can't believe
it. I have never seen it.
It's Harvey Fierstein.
I hate him. Is he through the whole movie?
Oh, yeah. I'm a drag queen, not a mind reader.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can deal with him. Because I can't stand his voice.
It's a good movie, though.
So, these are the five subjects that we have. One of these already have, Joe. Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
Mm-hmm.
I got that for my birthday from my wish list.
Right.
But it's for Drew, so he'll have it.
Yes, and that's a good
thing. And everything else I'm keeping because I don't have them.
You see, we've been wanting to get together a girls' movie night here to show him some of these gay classics.
Yeah, maybe we should just have a gay party instead of girls. Because girls aren't so fun when they watch Mommy Dearest. Hold on for a second.
Because Ricky's getting a phone call.
Hold on, Drew. Hey, can you hear us?
I get off in like an hour instead of a half an hour, okay? It's 30, but I gotta go.
Oh, okay. Talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
What's the music coming from?
From the computer that I'm getting rid of. Sorry, people. I was going to record him, but he said he gets off in an hour instead. So. Oh.
No, that's by girls movie night, I meant gays.
Oh, okay. Well, who can we invite over? Well, Julian and I were talking about this. Well, I actually do not have a lot of gay friends that I could invite over to my house.
Well, I have
a plethora.
A plethora, yes.
We could have like a Joan Crawford night, and we could. What was that set in? Like the 50s? Is that when that was set? The movie?
It started out in the 50s.
So we could do like theme food. Like in the 50s, we could do.
Well, of course, me and Chris could
TV dinners
would be here. And, if we wanted to make Drew really uncomfortable, we could invite his manager and his boyfriend.
Right. That's funny. So we will be watching these, and maybe we can get Drew to record like a 1 minute summary of the movie, what he thought about it, which would be cute and fun.
Okay.
You know, because he's not going to be on the show.
No.
Ever.
No.
Not that I don't love him, just I don't want him on the show.
It was funny when I was getting the pictures together to submit to you for the new website. Chris is texting me and he's like, "Are you going to put a picture of us on there?" I'm like, "Well, no, honey, because you're not on the show." It's like, "Well, I better not see a picture of Drew up there." I'm like,
"Oh, Lord.
No. Because he's not on the show either."
No. And he will never be on the show.
Well, you actually invited Chris on the show one time, and he doesn't want to be on it.
Yeah, so. He was like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, good. Fine, be that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Not everybody can be as
fabulous as us.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, well,
he is, but just not on air.
Right. And, I mean, we are aware that there's people that are a lot better than us, so.
Well, of course.
Even when they have nothing. But, let's see, you want to do some phone calls?
Absolutely.
Oh.
What?
What happened?
What'd you do?
Oh, I guess it's thinking. It's my computer. No. Delayed.
Damn Apple. Can we talk about Lou?
Yes, and I want to actually have people go and listen to Lou.
Our friend Lou is serving as an intern right now on Real Radio 104.1 in Orlando and on the Buckethead show.
Right, and you can download their shows on iTunes. Just look for The Best of the BS. And anytime they mention Intard or PP Baldozer,
yeah,
that's Lou.
That's his name on the show, Baldozer.
So the last one, the last one's on October 20th, and that's the one where he was asked the questions.
Yeah, that was really funny.
And you guys need to listen to that because it's hilarious.
Yeah. Especially once you know.
And we love Lou.
Once you know Lou, it's really funny.
Yeah. Because we're poor Lou. Poor thing.
I know.
All right, here we go. First phone call.
Thinking.
Hey, this is Andrea.
Oh, that was last week. Sorry.
Womp womp.
Let's try the next one.
Hey guys, it's Franco.
Nope, that was last week. Let's try the next one.
Don't you erase this shit after we play them?
Hello, Big Nikki and Juliana Margulies. Just calling to just make a comment about the last live show and apologize to Big Nikki for an ugly comment I made to him on Twitter regarding the fact that he...
are we going through a wind tunnel? Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. And he said apologize to me, so that was awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Because he was very nasty to me on Twitter.
Was he?
Oh, yeah, he was very fucking nasty.
Wow.
You know how black people are.
The other live show, when in fact he had released the second live show. And, you know, I got home and was all excited for the second time of the live show. And then I listened to it and realized that...
It's the worst piece of crap.
That sucks. That's an awful lot of build-up for the fucking second half of the show. So, well, better luck next time. Talk to you later. Oh, and for Big Licky, Drew has a package on the way. Please make sure you check your mailbox so that you can pick that up.
Which we just talked about.
Thank you, Joe, for the present. It was awesome.
Professor Joe.
He said, yes, Professor Joe. And he said this is just the first round.
Oh.
So.
Well, if what the movies he sent me is any indication, Drew will be getting white jocks and black mm-hmm. cocks next.
Drew was so nervous. He was like, oh, my God, are they going to send me something bad? I'm like, I don't think so.
What does he think they're going to send him?
I guess like anthrax or something. Because he thinks everyone thinks he's the Yoko Ono of Fall Monkeys now. He goes, what if they send me a picture of Yoko Ono? I'm like,
then we'll laugh.
And I go, well, that's bad, but the worst part will be if they send you a song of hers.
Because that bitch is the worst singer right. I've ever heard in my life.
All right, let's see. We got another call, and then we have some questions from Twitter. So,
good times.
Hey guys.
Sorry, Joe. We can play the first part of your message, but we can't play the rest.
What first part?
That your ass is so something.
Yeah.
Oh no, because you attached something out. We can't talk about that.
Are you gonna cut it out or?
Yeah, I'll cut it out.
I know how much.
Well, no, I'll just have to take it out manually.
Okay, I know how much you hate editing.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't have a choice. Joe, sorry, we can't play your phone call.
No.
We'll answer your Twitter questions, though. Here we go.
Okay.
What musical artist are you loving that we should be listening to but isn't a major star like Mariah or Britney? I'm loving James Morrison.
Okay, I'm not that adventurous when it comes to... So I don't, like, go find local artists to discover or some such shit like that. So mm-hmm. My answer is none.
None? I listen to an artist named Beth Hart. She's not really popular, but one of her popular songs was called L.A. Song. But she has some awesome CDs, and I love them. So Beth Hart is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That's hard. Because I have like 14,000 songs.
That's all like hard and junk.
That's like thinking. Question 2. Where was the most inappropriate place you have had the monkey sex? His is the backstage of a play at college. I would have to say at the church still. That's like...
Didn't we already answer this question at one time?
I don't know. Wasn't yours like in the back of a car at the bar?
No, it was in the front seat of a car behind a Winn-Dixie.
Oh. Yes, that's it. I remember now. Also known as Winn-Dick Me.
Yes. It was that night.
And then Joe says, ask Chris if he's there, which he's not. So he'll either listen to this or you can ask him yourself.
Okay.
If he smiles every night knowing he has a dirty pig bottom for a boyfriend, I hope Julian's blush is priceless. Do you want to read them what he said to you? Was that on Twitter?
Yeah, it was on. Sure, I'll read it. Because if anybody's listened to the last episode, which I listened to it earlier today, Ricky was talking about his former co-host to the show, who now has a podcast of his own called mm-hmm. Gay Dessert.
Right.
So I ended up saying, what is a gay dessert? Felching. So, anyway, I woke up this morning and my mouth tasted like I licked the bottom of a dumpster. So I tweeted as much. And Joe said, I'll tell Chris to shower first next time. I said, how very dare you? And now it won't show up here what he...
Oh, what was it saying?
It's just not showing those.
Oh, that sucks. Is it on Facebook or Twitter?
No, it's on Twitter.
Oh.
Well, that was a whole lot of fucking build-up right. For nothing, wasn't it?
Well, you can summarize the rest of it, I guess.
He's like, I dare because I had to look up what felching meant after the last show, and it just proves to me that you are a dirty, dirty pig bottom boy and... blah, 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 blah. I'm like, okay.
I thought everybody knew what felching was. Well, Chris didn't know what that was, did he?
Well, he didn't know what Snowball was.
Yeah.
Because he named his cat that. Come here, Snowball. Here, Portuguese omelet.
Oh. All right, so we're at 32 minutes, yes. And by the time I take out the 40 seconds, it'll be...
Yeah, that's that. Great.
So, okay, if you'd like, give us a call at 206-984-FOUL.
You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can send us stuff like Joe did at the post office box, P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
But no Yoko Ono music.
Yeah, please, no. But you can send us anything. I mean, anything. Just don't send us anything like poisonous or...
come in a
nasty
sock or something.
Yeah. Or use condom. No, don't do any of that because that's just disgusting.
Which, I mean, I really shouldn't care that much because Ricky's the one that checks it.
That is true. Join us on Facebook. I'm Ricky Burton.
I'm JC Marple.
And Twitter, you can join us on Foul Monkeys.
I'm JC Marple. I know.
We don't do change here very often.
No. We like it the same.
Let's see. What else are we going to... what else do we have? Facebook, MySpace, Post Office Box.
I think that's it.
Yeah, that's about it. Leave comments on the website.
Leave us reviews on iTunes.
Oh, go to Foul Monkeys. Go to the blog, the Foul Monkeys blog, so you can see the pictures of the guy from Guys with iPhones holding up the sign. And I guess that's about it.
All right.
This is Ricky.
And this is Julia.
And we're signing off.
Peace.
Bye.